So you have an email list set up, but what do you do when someone joins? What do you do after someone grabs your freebie? Like, how do you turn that into someone who knows you, who likes you, trusts you, who buys from you? Well, the key, and this is the key to all content marketing, is to offer them value and warm them up. So we're going to talk today about the specifics to an effective email welcome sequence. So join me in a second.
Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
Today we're going to talk about how you write an effective welcome email sequence so people are warmed up, they feel like part of your community, and so that when they are presented with an offer via email, they're far more likely, because they're warm, to buy it. So here's where this topic came from. Now, this is something I teach all of my copywriting coaching clients in our program, but I had someone in a Facebook group I'm a part of ask this too, and I'm all about giving value and talking about the what. I mean, you can really only teach the how, like the nuances of how exactly you write it, how you soften words or how you strengthen words. Like, that has to be in a coaching context, but I'm happy to share the knowledge that I have. So this person asked this question. So this was brought to my attention because someone in a Facebook group that I'm a part of asked about how you write a welcome sequence. Like, actually, it was even more simple than that. It was, people are signing up to my email list, what do I do? So a welcome sequence is the answer. And this is something that I teach in depth in writing coaching with my coaching clients. That's where we really get into the how, right? Where we can actually work on specific phrasing, specific words, you're using your brand message to convey the journey you want them to go on. All those details of the how happens with coaching. And I'm happy to help you with that too, if that's something you're interested in. The link to that is down in the description, how you can get started with writing coaching. But let's start with here, the what. Like, what is this email sequence? What is it made up of? What are the emails on this journey? And I'm going to tell you exactly that. So let's say you've gotten an email list set up. Someone has signed up for your freebie. What happens next? All right. Number one, the first email you send is delivery of the freebie / welcome. So also, I think it's a great best practice to make sure that they're opting in properly. There's a double opt-in. It depends country to country, but in theory, the first email of the sequence is delivery of the freebie. So making sure they've got it, they know exactly how to open it, they know that they can save it there, that kind of stuff. The other thing I would really recommend there is giving them a little instruction in terms of how you make sure they don't miss these emails. So you can tell them, even outright if you want to, that over the next week, you're going to get some fantastic additional tips that aren't even in the freebie for you to actually use what you've got in there to its fullest potential. So keep an eye out on your email. And to make sure it doesn't get caught by spam, or to make sure we're whitelisted in Gmail, you know, drag it over to the primary tab, check the current tips about how you make sure that these things work. So I would check Gmail, at least telling them how you can make sure that it doesn't go missing. You might also want to tell them if they use Outlook, how you make sure it doesn't go missing. That's just an extra thing. You don't have to do that, but it can help make sure that these emails actually get seen, in addition to having an exciting subject line and really good content in the email. So email number one, delivery of the freebie or welcome. Email number two, share the short version of your origin story. So if you haven't developed your origin story yet, it's critical and it's key to brand messaging foundations. And that's something that I can help you work on in a VIP day and also in the Copy Wisdom Brand Messaging Workshop series that is coming back next in fall 2021. It's actually starting in September. So if you're interested in that, definitely check out the link below for Copy Wisdom to join the waitlist and learn a little bit more about the program in the meantime. But essentially, at the moment, at the very least, tell them a little bit about you. And I mean a little bit. Like, a paragraph is probably good. If you're just vaguely telling them about you with your origin story, you're going to have a little bit more structure to work with. But basically, something I really like to do is say, hey, yesterday I was so excited to tell you about your freebie that I forgot to introduce myself. My name is, and then this is why I help you, basically, is what you want to tell them. Make sure that you're thinking about why they care also. Like, don't just tell them who you are for the sake of it. Tell them why they care who you are. All right, email number three in your welcome sequence is to point out a standout element of your freebie. Because sometimes people get it in their inbox, they say, oh, I'll open up the PDF later, and they don't. And they don't experience how incredible you are. And then they may not pay attention to your emails, or they may never get to the bottom of your freebie where it recommends the first step, the way that you can work with them. So we want to make sure that they've opened up their freebie and that they're getting everything that they can out of it. You can even give them the call to action to hit, if you can handle this, if you can actually respond to them, tell them to hit reply to this email and tell me what you thought of this tip, or tell me how you've used this tip. I promise you, you'll get a response from me. That's really cool. What a great experience to warm up. Now, if you can't commit to that, just don't offer it, right? You have to actually follow through if you're going to promise to talk to them. But I think if you have the capacity, especially if you're an early stage entrepreneur, that is an awesome opportunity to actually just keep the conversation going, to maybe invite them up to a sales call if it sounds like you can really help them with something. Fantastic way to really accelerate that relationship. So if you have the capacity, I recommend doing that. Email number four is to share a client success story. So this is another one of those core story types that we work on in either a VIP day or in the Copy Wisdom Brand Messaging Workshop series. So let's basically say that what you can use is a testimonial. Describe before, insert the testimonial to demonstrate during and after. So when I first started working with Clara, she was dealing with this, this, and this. Now, get their permission first to share this. But when I first started working with Clara, she was dealing with this, this, and this. We decided to work together in this incredible program. Now, I would recommend for the next email that this is an offer that you're about to pitch in the next email. So try and pick a testimonial of someone who has experienced that thing you're going to offer them in the next email. So Clara and I had a one-on-one copy coaching call where I gave her like three takeaways that immediately helped her business. Here's what she says. Insert testimonial. So now Clara feels this awesome way. So the fifth email is your introductory offer to them. So hopefully it's the offer that you gave a testimonial for in the previous email. But basically, this is a time to invite them to take you up on it. They've seen how awesome your freebie was. And now if they want to get to the next level faster, if they want it to be easier, whatever the biggest thing is that you can provide to them with this intro offer, they want that, now's the time to do it. So take advantage of this intro offer. This can be a special offer that's just made through your welcome sequence. It could also be just like inviting them to the lowest priced offer in your totem pole of potential services. Or it could be some sort of like temporary offer that you may be testing, but it's a nice way to do that because it's a lower price point. Basically, what you want to do is make it kind of short in time, lower in price, so that it's less risky because they've warmed up to you, but they're not as warm as someone who's been on your list a long time, who's already bought from you. It's still early in the relationship. So let's get them to take the first step with you. And then after they have that intro offer experience and they loved it, they'll be more likely to continue on the customer journey with your business. After that, that fifth email, you would just add them to your regular newsletter list. So the emails you just send in general to your list where you're giving them updates, maybe once in a while you offer a discount on, I don't know, the product that you have, or you send them the new collection, or you have your next program coming up, like all those regular emails. The key is make sure that you have a strong balance between giving you value, showing you the latest YouTube video, teaching you something, and every once in a while, less frequently, an offer, right? Because ultimately, the point of your email list is to really warm people up, to nurture them, to make them feel valued, and like you're incredible at writing your emails. Like, they love hearing from you. Not because of the quality necessarily even of your writing, but what you have to offer. So then, when you do happen to make an offer, they're so, so ready to say yes. Most people still make the vast majority of their sales through people who've already been warm on their email list. It's incredibly powerful. So after I gave this advice to the person in that Facebook group, she spent a little bit of time taking that away and creating it. And she came back with one more question that I also provided an answer for. So she was asking, now that I've written these five emails, how frequently do they go out? And there's not exactly a right answer, just like you can technically tweak these emails, right? Like, this isn't the only 5 emails you can send for a welcome sequence. It's honestly, I think, just the best place to start with the first time you're doing it. And to be honest, a lot of the time, I'll just use these 5 in general. It just depends on what journey I'm trying to take the people on who are reading it. So here is my general advice for how you distribute these 5 emails. So email number 1, where you're delivering the freebie, is triggered the moment they sign up or the moment they double opt-in, right? The moment you have permission to send them the email. That's really important because you want to make sure that they get an immediate use out of it, that they actually open it, and that they start to develop that relationship with you. They see the value. The next email, so the one where you introduce yourself, email number 2, I send the day after, which is why I gave you that example of, I was so excited yesterday to talk about my freebie or to share my freebie with you that I forgot to introduce myself. So that's day 2. Then I would spread out the rest of them by about 2 days. Now, the person in the Facebook group, for example, decided she was going to go with 3 days and test that and see how that felt because she really, really valued making sure that people didn't feel kind of overwhelmed or bombarded was the word that she used. I also would go slightly more for 2 days because while I don't want to bombard them, I also want them to stay warm, right? And to make sure that they're actually keeping an eye out. I think the key is that it's not a crazy long sequence, right? So they get those first 2 emails and then there's only 3 more that come out every 2 days or maybe every 3 days. It's not like, oh, the freebie that I'm very frustrated by that people do. I don't know why people are still doing this, at least in 2021, because it's not the best freebie at the moment. If you're curious, it's more things like checklists that are doing really well. But selling the idea of an email sequence as the freebie, those can be incredibly overwhelming. I can't learn that way. It just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for a lot of people. So it's not like that, right? Basically, they just need to keep an eye out for your emails for a few days to get that extra value from you and also be made to be invited to that first offer that you know is going to help them. If they got your freebie, that first offer is going to take it even further. So it's helping to make that offer. Okay, so ultimately remember this. Experiment a little bit. Focus on why your people care and being of service to them. And after you've been doing this for, I would usually say, for your first freebie, make sure there's a few people signing up. And after 3 months, as long as there have been a reasonable, at least a few, I would say every week, people signing up, after 3 months, look at it again. Maybe you do want to increase that. Maybe you want to update the intro offer. Maybe your business has changed since then if you're an early entrepreneur. So revisit it. In content marketing, the key is that usually what you do now, you see the results of, or you can actually analyze about 3 months from now. So that's a really good testing period. All right, I hope you found this video incredibly useful for creating your first ever welcome email sequence. I can't wait to hear about how you have been able to sell your first offer because someone was super warmed up through this experience. All right, I will see you again soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.